Imagine the softest sheets you've ever felt. Now, imagine them getting even softer over time. That's what you'll feel with Boll & Branch's organic cotton sheets. In a recent customer survey, 96% replied that Boll & Branch sheets get softer with every wash. So start getting your best night's sleep in sheets that get softer and softer for years to come. And you can try their sheets with a 30-night guarantee, plus 15% off your first order with code BUTTERY. So head to bollandbranch.com today. Exclusions apply. See site for details.
Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
This week on Pub Girls,
we talk the Matildas,
royal family drama, and movie musical buzz.
Hi, I'm Jordan.
I'm Charlie.
And I'm Aurelia. And welcome to Pop Gaze,
a pop culture podcast for postmodern queers.
The postmodern queers!
Yeah! All right, we've got to talk about George Santos.
We've got to talk about the queen herself.
The icon, the moment, the it girl of the season.
Wait, did he get... Is this the guy who got done for, like, spending government money on OnlyFans?
Yes.
And now he's going to be on Z-Way?
He's going to be on Z-Way?
Oh, the show.
Yeah. But wow. I thought Z-Way's show got cancelled, so it might just be, like, an interview.
Or did Z-Way get cancelled? Because I feel like it was inevitable that at some point someone was going to, like, not gel with her very, like, blunt...
I don't.
True, but I don't think it'd be her that's in trouble.
Yeah,
the stuff she brings up is usually very valid.
It's very valid. She just had a book come out. It hasn't been released in Australia yet, but I will be reading it. But yeah, I don't think she got cancelled. It was more a thing of like
the show. Might not come back.
Yeah, that's gotcha. So
because
true.
Because every good thing gets cancelled.
Yeah,
it's such a shame.
Well, I had no idea that he was going to go on that show. That will be an iconic moment.
Wow.
I saw someone post. A photo of George Santos with Trisha Paytas being like, they would have the craziest podcast.
Yes.
Have you seen the edit of him when he's leaving the House of Representatives or whatever? Because I don't really understand American politics, but like him leaving and he says something like, well, he's like, you just want a soundbite from me. And it's very dramatic. Yes. And he's like, blah, blah, blah. And someone has put the RuPaul
exit music.
Yes. I was like, that's funny.
Yes.
I mean, what a bad person.
Such an icon. I want there to be like a musical about him.
He's
got such a colorful life. It's
just like, it's so wild. And then just being like all these, just also the amount of people that came up being like, well, I guess the gay thing is solved because now they've got a gay Republican.
That's not how it works.
That ain't it.
it's that thing where like someone will do something. You're like, I don't agree with that. Or like, that's annoying. And then you're like, oh, they're gay. That's iconic. You know what I mean? Like, it's just something so funny about it. Like, he came in, he caused mess. And, like, I think he only went into Congress in, like, February or something like that.
Wow.
So someone did, like a tombstone that was, like, George Santos, 2003 to 2023. Sorry.
And he's like... He was gearing up for a presidential campaign as well.
Yeah. I mean, in America...
Anything
could happen.
Mm.
Yeah.
I'm obsessed with, in a horrifying way, that all the videos of the ancient politicians in America, like that Mitch McConnell video of him just like simply going somewhere else in his mind.
Yeah, he's frozen.
He's frozen. And it reminded me of when Tony Abbott is getting questioned by a journalist and he's just nodding and nodding and nodding. And then suddenly he goes, and she goes, are you going to answer me, Tony? And he goes, I've given you the answer you deserve. And it's like, whoa.
What?
Okay, queen.
It does feel like a malfunction. Like, like it's like that. Do you remember that video of that reporter being like, it's a very Darrison, heavy Darrison, and tit for tat.
Oh, but they were having a stroke.
Yes. The poor girl was having a bit of a...
I thought it was more of the like Balegda kind of variety.
Oh my god! Oh, that made a real resurgence.
Yes, But I feel like we probably didn't cover it. I feel like the George Santoff stuff must have been this year, but that whole thing about him having all these old drag photos resurface.
Yes.
Yes, I do remember that. That was
so funny.
Funny as fuck.
It was one of the best weeks of my life.
One of the best wigs.
Well, definitely not. That was not a lace front, I'll say that much.
It was a shame because it was also just like pretty bad drag.
Yeah, yeah. It was like uncle at the barbecue kind of drag.
Yeah.
Which, you know, we love.
I have a place for it in my heart, but absolutely, not when it's George.
I mean, Spanky Jackson won season 2 of Down Under, so with that kind of drag. So.
I met her 2 days ago.
I love Spanky! Oh my God, tell me. How was
she
it?
She was at the NGV Gala. Oh,
wow.
Yeah, it was fun. I said hello, not much else. To be honest, it was like busy pumping.
You had a lot to do.
Sneaky Sound System was playing.
Oh, icons.
At the stage where I met her. I didn't interview her on the red carpet. But who did I speak to?
So for anyone listening who didn't catch this, everywhere and in the actual papers here in Australia, Aurelia hosted the NGV, the National Gallery of Victoria's red carpet. What was the actual event?
And you
looked
stunning as well. That dress was incredible.
Thank you. I was so good. So self-conscious about my tits. Like, I
oh my God.
Chose this like dress that was just like plunging, and I never do because I pretend that I don't have them.
Same.
Yeah.
What do you mean? We're both just sitting here with baggy shirt.
I'm like, A cup. But I strapped them, I taped them up so much, and I was like, okay. And then I was seeing them edit the videos of me interviewing people, and sometimes they like had to crop in so my tits weren't just in their face.
Wow, you had some real ba ba boom that night. It was amazing.
It looked good.
But yeah, I felt like it was time they paid for all the back pain.
Yes.
That's true. I find that we're very similar in the sense that it's like, I don't have, like, I know that people out there have, like, massive tits that literally impede their life, which is, I'm not claiming to be that, but they're sizable, and I'll forget about them until I went to Spain, sorry. It's a great time.
You deserve it, babe. You deserve it.
But I, like, was wearing, like, just a one piece and truly was like, I feel like I have the biggest tits in the world. Like, I've never noticed, like, right now, I usually wear a sports bra, and sometimes I wear sports bras that are like a size too small to just sort of strap them down a little bit. And then I was just there with this like plunging. I literally was like, everybody's looking at me. Everybody wants milk. And nobody was.
But no, I think they would. Yeah. I think they would.
It was great. I did one of those embarrassing things where I got drunk and then posted a picture of my boobs on Instagram. I was like, just so everybody knows I have them. And then deleted it. Like,
I remember this, actually.
Yeah.
I was like proud of you. And then I was sad when you deleted it.
Oh my God. I can't believe I didn't see this before you deleted it.
Yeah, it was hot.
Okay. What you need to do is like, instead of deleting a post, just archive it. So you
this is
un-archive
true.
It.
Yes. And also it is better to archive just in general because Instagram like punishes you if you delete stuff.
Yeah.
Because they're like, oh, like we're going to like deprioritize the next stuff that you post.
I delete stories all the time, but usually because I just get bored of them.
Yeah.
Because I'm only watching my own.
Leave everything up.
That's true. I need to, my New Year's resolution for next year is to embrace the cringe, you know?
Yes.
Once you let go of the cringe, everything in your life is so much better.
And it's like, I'm 30 now. If I'm trying to be as cool as these like 22, 24-year-olds, I'm going to be humiliated. And I don't, and like, I want to embrace being 30 rather than trying to trick people. Although I did get pissed off when people were posting happy 30th. I was like, don't dox me. I work at the National Youth Broadcaster. Yeah. Forever 25.
Actually, we should talk about your 30th. You had a great costume party.
Yes, thank you.
And it was what was the theme again?
It was Halloween.
It was a free theme. But there are two interesting stories from this night that we need to talk about.
We have got to discuss it.
One pertains to Aurelia and one pertains to me. Mine is a bit shorter, so I'll start. But basically, I was like, I should do something funny. And also, I hadn't planned my costume in advance. So I was like, I can only do with what I got at home.
Absolutely.
So I literally went to my costume sort of like box in the cupboard, and it's like the remnants of what is left from drag days. But when I stopped doing drag, I actually donated anything that was good to like Melbourne drag queens that I knew, because I was like, someone better use, you know, these wigs or these outfits or whatever.
So,
but it means that all that I've got left is just utter crap. And I had this one wig that was blonde that was like raggedy as fuck. and like, you know, covered in moths and like sitting at the bottom of the box. And I was like, oh my God, could I be like, what could I be with this thing? And I was like putting it on. I was like, could I be like Sandy from Grease or something like that? And then that kind of got me thinking about how you played Sandy in Grease. And then I was like, no, fuck it, I should be Jordan. And then I remembered that time where you got an eye infection when we were in Sydney together.
An iconic moment.
Yes.
Oh my God. I remember actually sitting with you and trying to talk about the festival and have, and like being so like,
we went glasses shopping that night. I was with you when you bought that, those iconic
sunglasses shades you wore on stage. That was so funny.
Before we got roasted by our live TikTok event.
But I think that if for some reason I won the TikTokers over by wearing the sunglasses.
Yes, they thought you were cool and
they
aloof.
Couldn't get over it. They were like, mysterious. Bring back eye infection girl.
Everyone's like, is this a bit? Like, no, I'm gonna say that was the most chaotic night ever. But it was very formative and I love that moment. And now that you are not like, your eyes aren't a seething cesspool of infection,
thank you so
it
much.
Is now funny to look back on.
It was pretty funny at the time.
But I decided to go as Jordan with an eye infection. So I wore as much as I could the exact outfit that you wore in that famous video. And I had like these sunnies and I put like red sort of like eye...
lipstick,
eyeshadow, like all over myself. But this is old makeup as well, and again it's the shit makeup that I couldn't donate to a good to drag queen, so it's like makeup from like 10 years ago kind of shit. So the makeup has gone back, so I probably gave myself an eye infection. And my eyes were itching the whole night.
Worth it.
Well, your drag name wasn't Charity Work for Nothing.
Yeah, exactly. I was doing it for the community.
But the funny part was is that you were one of two people who came to the party as me with an eye infection.
I was like, well, at least I've got like a slam dunk of a costume. And then I arrive and then I immediately bump into Annie Lumsden, who is also dressed as Jordan with an eye infection. And I was like, is there no original thought in this world?
I was very flattered. I loved it. I loved it so much.
It was so much fun. And then Aurelia, obviously you had a very interesting encounter.
Oh my goodness. Well, we were staying in this like gifted hotel stay.
So nice.
Which was nice. And Jordan's birthday is a week after mine. So I was like, okay, this is my birthday getaway. And we like gave the dog to someone to look after and was like, oh, we're having like a restaurant dinner. How frivolous of us. Yeah. And then I was like, oh, and we have to go to Jordan's birthday party. And it's a costume party. And we just looked at the things we packed to go into the city for a 2-night stay. And I had these like cargo pants and like a kind of like boyish t-shirt, and then Tamara had this like skirt she bought, and we just started watching Selling Sunset again.
Yes, that's right. Because at one point I was gonna use the blonde wig to actually come as Chrishell from Selling Sunset.
So with all of that in mind, I was like, oh, why don't we do like G Flip and Chrishell? None of us really look like either of them. But I also feel like I'm not, you know, we're not like gonna go that far. I'm not gonna buy a fucking G Flip wig. Yeah. I'll just wear cargo pants and do like stick out my tongue and do these.
Yeah, be your part.
Yeah, you know, absolutely, the G way.
Anyways, we come to the party and it turns out one of Jordan's friends was none other than their ex. I was like, oh yeah, Jordan said not to tell someone. I don't know now.
Meanwhile, you're like going straight up to them, just like, I'm fucking G Flip, baby.
And then so also because I didn't obviously look like G Flip, I was like, what about now? And like throwing up the hand signs.
Speaking of G Flip, did you guys watch the most recent Selling Sunset?
No, I couldn't get into it.
I didn't finish it.
I'm the only one that did it.
Well, I think that then we were talking last episode about Netflix and lip balm, but there was a lip balm incident on the Selling Sunset series as well, because
Mary Lou,
one of the little Mary Lou was sitting with Chrishell, and Chrishell didn't, as if you wouldn't be like, I know she's maybe your enemy, but she's just like, tell her she needs a little chap.
I don't understand. It's like sometimes when we meet, you don't give me a beautiful compliment. Like, sometimes it's just a little compliment and it's not like...
That whole scene was so bizarre.
And then Chrishell's like, I don't know you. I don't owe you anything. Honestly, Chrishell was iconic the whole season and was just like setting healthy boundaries with Jason, who has this harem of women. And I didn't realize until this season, like, how far back his whole, like, dating the women that now work in the office goes. Like, there is five of them there who are all working there. It's like, this is insane and would not be acceptable in like any other like world, but it's like, well, it's entertainment and it's kind of like,
it's funny.
Yeah,
it's funny in Hollywood.
It's what, have you seen the little tour of his, of the new office? Like, they just built a new office and there's a video going around online of like one of the little boys taking everybody around, and it was like, this is the DJ booth and this is saw this like person commenting on it being like, that's a very expensive, very poorly functioning DJ booth. Like, yeah. It was just like, it was all for aesthetic. Yeah, and there's like a huge bar and everything, and it's yes. like,
well, the women joked so when, because he was like, he took out like a huge loan, I think, and he was like, I expect everyone to be like earning more money this year to accommodate the fact that I've like expanded the office yet again. And like, even Brett, his brother, was like cracking the shits with him being like, this is insane. Like, yeah. Sort of thing. And he's like, no, we're doing it. We got like, if we build it, they will come. And then the women were like kind of joking. They were like, could we at least have like a nursery maybe or something? Because a lot of us have babies and, you know, yeah. then we could bring our baby into work. And he was like, no, we're going to get a pool table. We're going to get this. It's like, oh my God.
They just don't really, like, their sense of reality is so wild. Like, yeah. the fact that like he has all these women working for him and he thinks of getting a DJ booth and a bar over being like, maybe we could like hire a nanny who
yeah.
just
yeah.
is here.
He went to like the Andy Cohen school of like, you know, raising women.
And then like, and you all have to work even harder to make even more money so we can pay this shit off.
Yeah. Truly. Do we see any sales happen? Are these women selling houses?
I saw something a while ago where it was like, actually, like, not all the houses that are shown are actually for sale. Like, somebody would be like, oh, that was my house, and like, I didn't know it was going to be featured in a show, and it's like, not for sale, or blah, blah, blah. So, like, some of it is definitely staged.
Yeah. Well, because you got to wonder, like, their jobs are selling Sunset now. Yeah. You know, like...
Yeah.
It's just a huge vibe.
Yeah.
I feel like it's just all green screen. Like, there's just,
yeah,
you know,
it's all smoke and mirrors.
I couldn't tell you one fact about real estate,
and I
won't. But I can sure as tell hell you
can you
I can sure as tell hell you who's the psychopath this season.
Who is it?
Well, it was,
what's her name again?
It was a constant rotation, but there was all this drama with Cassandra. No, Bree. Bree is the newbie who is this season. And then there was this like...
Bree, who is one of the mothers to Nick Cannon's 12 children.
Yes.
yeah.
This man needs to be circumcised.
I didn't realize that that was...
Not circumcised.
Oh my God, you're such a lesbian for not knowing the difference between circumcised and sterilized.
Sterilized.
But also, I just saw that Nick Cannon said he spends $200K a year to take all of his children to Disneyland.
Is the least you could do.
Also, that could, I feel like if I was one of the mothers of these children, I'd be like, that money could be spent very differently.
Yeah.
I could like
yeah.
make some suggestions for you.
Well, her whole deal is like, I'm very happy in our arrangement and I don't want people like pitying me and thinking that I'm like not enjoying. She's like, we have an arrangement and I like it. And that part of her, I'm like, yeah, well, sure. if you're genuinely happy, it's just, I think a lot of people struggle to think like, are you actually happy? Or is this just like the circumstance that you're in and you're like, well, I'm making the most of it?
Well, this, I can't imagine that. Well, maybe she's like, whatever, I just want to raise a kid by myself, which is totally fine. But
that's like my personal dream.
Yeah.
In this economy, raising a child by myself with no support.
No support.
Yeah, I'm not going to also raise, what's his name?
Nick Cannon.
Oh
my God. She already did, and that's what got her in trouble.
Yeah.
She raised his dick. But like, also like that man, I can't imagine that all 12 of the kids are in LA. he's got to be like, he's got kids all over the country.
He does. Two of them are Mariah Carey's.
Yeah. Which I just found out recently.
Wow.
Yeah. So bizarre.
I feel like I always forget and then relearn that fact. That's insane.
Right?
Because I was like, why? What has he done?
Okay, like Mariah Carey to me is somebody, if she said it was an immaculate conception, I'd be like, yes.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Just say it.
Yeah, like just be like, I did this, I did it myself.
That's a very Mariah thing to do.
That is wild. I'm glad that Mariah is getting defrosted for Christmas.
Yeah.
Yeah, well.
She had that actual, like she did like a full on like video clip of like her in ice and then like all these people like chipping her out of the ice.
I love that she leans into it.
Yeah. It's good.
Because it's now December.
Apparently she makes like all her money for the year in December alone.
What do you reckon the ballpark is for that?
I think it's like millions. It's millions.
Millions.
Oh, easily millions.
Yeah.
To pay her to sing it as well?
Well, she doesn't really sing it that much anymore, apparently. apparently the high note is just pre-recorded on a piano.
That's actually fine. That's fair. That's like Christine in Phantom of the Opera. Her high note is a pre-record as well because they're like, can't guarantee every night. She might get her period. Do we think Mariah Carey still gets her period?
I mean, I have mine right now.
Oh, yeah. That's nice.
Another month, not pregnant.
Yeah, yeah.
Fantastic. Happy for you. That's why. Yeah, I don't know. Because your vocal cords like get fucked around your cycle as well.
So really?
Sometimes, if you're the lead in a show. It's crazy. Mm-hmm. There's someone on, like, I think I saw it on TikTok where she recorded herself singing the same song with the same warm-up routine for a whole month. And, like, you could tell. And because everything swells. And so your vocal cords swell too. So if you get...
That's really interesting.
Yeah.
I wish I was one of those people who had the conviction to be like, I'm going to do like a personal experiment and test this thing every day for a month and see the difference.
I will never be that person.
Because I'm not, I'm like, I have the conviction on day one and then day two, I'm like,
that's why you need a really persistent app. Like at the moment, Duolingo is kicking my fucking ass with the notifications. It's like, where have you been, bitch? Bitch, do your fucking test for today. You are going to lose this streak,
which
bitch.
Which language are you learning?
Japanese. I mean, I already speak Japanese, but I used to be like really good at it. I've just like sort of let my standard go all the way down. So I'm trying to kind of get back into it.
Mm. Do you ever get those messages that are like, you've made Duo sad?
Yeah. It's
oh my
so
God, the
depressing.
Gaslighting.
Yeah. And they put you in like a league against like people who are like in your sort of like learning level. And like it'll be like, Sarah has advanced into the Sapphire League. And you're like, well, if Sarah's moving up, I got to fucking compete with that. So you like, you have this sense of like urgency to everything.
Yeah. I think that's beautiful.
Yeah.
I think that, yeah, I always think about those people who take like, they're like, I took a photo of my son every day for 10 years. But I also love the like the joke versions of that where it's someone's just face like twitching for like a whole minute. And it's got like, doo, 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 doo. Yeah. Like beautiful music playing in the background. Have celebrities had babies this year?
Who's popped one out?
Did Rihanna? No.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. Rihanna, she was pregnant during the Super Bowl. Yeah.
She was.
Which was the most watched video this year.
Mother of two. Rihanna. Yeah.
True.
What is she doing? When is she coming out with music? Is
She's
it ever happening?
Not. We Never. Have to let go of the dream. Let her surprise you. She's with ASAP Rocky now. He's stunning.
Yeah, the babies are so cute.
They're going to be like two of like quite literally the most attractive people ever.
Mm. I remember when he was in lockdown, I was watching him be interviewed by her for like a skincare thing.
Oh my God.
For Fenty. And I was like, oh, there's chemistry.
Oh, wow. He is good looking. He looks like...
Okay, you need to look up ASAP Rocky hands. His hands are beautiful. His fingernails, his nail beds are just...
stunning.
Mm-hmm.
It's just like, I'm like, that's like, and I'm really happy for Rihanna, you know?
Yeah, me too.
So good.
You know who I'm not happy for child-wise? Kim Kardashian. North is such a little savage.
North is, some of the videos coming out, I'm like, she's funny. And then some other videos, I'm like, somebody's got to tell her that she'll hurt people's feelings. Yeah. Like, you know, with like the bluntness of it all.
And it's funny when a child is of a certain age, like when a little toddler, when like a primary school, like, oh, that's so funny. They like don't know yet. But North is 13 or 14.
Wow.
Or maybe not. I don't know. At least in like a preteen.
I think she's the same age as Blue Ivy.
Yeah. Blue Ivy is, I think, 13.
Who is the spitting or splitting image of Beyonce?
Yeah.
Uncanny.
I cannot wait for the Renaissance film to get to Australia.
Yeah, it just got here this weekend.
New Get Out. Yeah, okay.
I haven't seen it yet, but we should go. I definitely want to go.
Did you see Taylor flew in on her jet to London just to watch the film and then left immediately?
Did you see? She loves jets.
She does love those jets.
the biggest carbon footprint of any pop star this year, Taylor Swift.
Yeah,
not surprised.
Like.
There's this conspiracy theory about...
I love this. Have you heard this? I love this. This is news to me.
So Taylor dated that guy from the 1975, Matt Healy.
Yeah.
Not a fan.
Total dweeb.
And it was really random, really weird, and it was only for a short amount of time. But now when you Google Taylor Swift 1975, it's all these photos of her and Matt Healy. It's not her kissing Carly Kloss at a 1975 concert in like... 2013 or whatever. There's this like picture that is like
hide the lesbian rumors.
Wait, is it a good picture? Is it just like a far away? It looks like they might be kissing, but they're not.
No, it's the most convincing one of all of them. Okay. And it is like it could be maybe they just were also like maybe they were drunk and they just kissed, or maybe they just like had a moment there, but it's also like but with all the rumors and stuff like that. And also she's dating this guy, Travis Kelce, who plays for the Jets.
He plays for a sport.
So apparently now when you search Taylor Swift Jets, it comes up with her relationship with him. It's not her carbon footprint or her flight path.
Her using the planes and the jets.
Oh my God. Like whoever is working for her just has like an Albert Einstein brain.
Yeah.
How do you come up? They're 10 steps ahead. Like we're thinking like, I don't know what she's going to be done for next, but they've already made a plan and she's going to like be seen kissing someone next who like will hide her. Yeah. I don't know, her terrific HR practices, malpractices even.
I love the conspiracy because it implies that she's like, oh, fine, I gotta date someone on the Jets, you know?
Yeah,
she's like, oh, fine, I'll do it. And then she's like picking one and then like, we'll set this up, you know? It's just so ridiculous.
Truly, and like one of the star players as well.
Yeah.
Like,
did you see his... tweets being resurfaced from years ago.
So cute and funny. He actually seems genuinely unproblematic.
He seems like an absolute himbo.
Yeah,
he had a dating show as well. I've been meaning to like maybe watch it. It's on Hey You. It's called like Dating Kels, and apparently his brother has like real bi energy too. That is based on nothing apart from a friend telling me that. So sue me. I don't know if it's true, but one of the more fun conspiracy theories of the last couple of years.
I like that.
Yeah.
Hmm.
Maybe. And like, who knows what Taylor Swift is really like? Maybe she's an alien. Maybe she's four people.
I mean, the image of Taylor Swift that we see projected takes so many people to build. And it's really easy as a consumer of pop culture or any content at all to be like, oh, that's one person behind that. She does all of that. No, she doesn't. Yeah. Like she sings and she performs.
Yeah.
Credit where credit is due, but... she doesn't do her hair anymore.
No.
You think she like replies to her own text messages? Maybe, but not all of them. She hasn't read her emails.
I heard Prince Charles doesn't even put toothpaste on his own toothbrush.
I mean, we got to talk about the royals.
Is there royal gossip? Royal gossip, but like the fucked one. So do you remember when, years ago, when...
is this about Archie?
Megan, had an interview with Oprah and dropped the bomb in the silenced. she dropped the bomb that one of the members of the royal family asked how like dark Archie would be, which is...
she said two of them. In particular, were the ones to like raise a question about the skin color.
Well, there's this huge thing, so it's so interesting. And I'm like, I smell a rat in a good way. I think that somebody a good little rat, like a ratatouille rat.
Yeah.
I think somebody, and there was some big plot around it, but everybody always assumed that it was Charles and, or like, Prince Philip or something, like Charles and probably Camilla.
One of the fucked uncles.
One of the fucked ones. There's a book that's come out that's like a biography.
It's called
Endgame, and it's like one of those like unofficial ones, but all from like different leaks and things like that. Mm-hmm. And this young like British author has like written this book, and it was like, you know, gonna do pretty well. But it got released everywhere, and in one of the translations in Dutch, it names the two people who said it. And for a long time, it was like all up in the air. Like no one was going to say the actual names. No one said it.
Who is it?
It was Kate. Charles and Kate.
Kate Middleton?
Yeah. Yeah.
It's a gag.
What?
Yeah. And so now they're like trying to pull. And there's also this big conspiracy about like, why was that even named in the Dutch translation, but not in any of the others.
Oh my god, the Dutch people must just be extra gossipy or something.
Yeah, or but it also implies that there was a level of like the others had to be censored, or like there was a discussion that had to have happened for that to sort of like seep through in one version and not
That's
others.
So fucking crazy.
Yeah.
I mean, I kind of like didn't like her for a long time. I feel like she was always like the perfect princess, blah, blah, blah. And I'm like, something is not quite right about that.
Mm.
I don't know. I mean, this year we also had a spare.
The spare book. I have not.
Yeah, Harry and Meghan have been hard at work this year.
Penis was oscillating.
Yeah, he's
between
Todger.
Freezing. Oh my God, he didn't even fucking say penis. Well, Todger.
Apparently, Harry's story about that was so graphic, kind of in that vein of the Taylor dating the Jets thing. It was kind of like getting ahead of a perceived leak that was going to come.
Yeah.
It was like he didn't want these things and these stories that, you know, he knew when he started to make a real stand against the, you know, the crown, that like these things would come back to bite him. And so he's like, well, let's just get ahead of it. And
he
like,
literally took the narrative into his own hands by like basically like leaking his own nudes.
Yeah.
Yeah.
You know, just putting it all out there. And I think there's something really brave about that.
And he kind of played them at his own game, like in terms of, yeah, he played their game, but to his benefit, in the sense that like a lot of the issue with the spare is that if there was any bad press about Will or about Charles, they would then, someone in the family, and he was literally like Camilla and Charles, would release stories about Harry. Like they released his report card one year just because it was really bad, and that became the story and stuff, because they would put
They'd
it all on
him as the scapegoat.
So that the other stories didn't get like blown up or blown out of proportion and stuff like that.
Did you watch most recent season of The Crown?
I can't.
No.
I'm surprised, Jordan.
I know.
You're such
Diana. I know, but I just like, it's truly like too boring.
But have you heard about the scandal? Like
what?
With that season? So like they have like a scene where, I mean, it's been like canned. Like the reviews of it are scathing.
It got 1 star from The Guardian.
Oh my God. Yeah, like, I mean, there's so many other good shows as well that when something doesn't hit, I'm like, I'm not watching that. Yeah.
And it's becoming like a fan fiction.
And we don't really care that much. Like,
it's also caught up with reality. Like where it's no longer like a period piece. It's like, we're talking about people that are currently alive and can be like, that's inaccurate.
Yeah.
You know, but, they have a scene where it's like Diana's ghost is like talking to the queen and is kind of like, sort of like being like, do the right thing and like, you can do this and like sort of thing. And it's like just desecrating her and like taking like creative license in a wild way.
And also the queen is dead now. Like it's like doubly disrespectful.
Was that this year?
Yeah.
No, it was last year.
Oh yeah.
I remember
but,
it well.
Her Wale. Husband, what's his name?
Prince Philip.
He died.
No, he died before her.
Oh my God.
Yeah.
Right? That's crazy.
Because he was 99.
99, sick Luftballon.
Can't bring myself to watch it. I think there's just too much good television, and it is just like, I don't know. It's not that interesting. It's not an interesting take for me. What's interesting for me is the psychological thriller that Kristen Stewart was in, where she played Diana.
Oh, yeah.
Did you guys end up watching that?
No.
I actually loved it.
Yeah. I've watched it just through your recounts.
Yeah. Fair enough. For something like that, I'm like, oh, that's an interesting take. Whereas this is just kind of like, at this point, it just feels like royal propaganda.
Yes.
And I think we are all very anti-monarchy. Sorry, I don't mean to speak for you, but like, I feel very anti-monarchy, but I do have an like, I'm intrigued by the institution and by the people in it because they're fucked.
Yeah.
At this point, it's just like people wanking over the royals and I don't care.
Yeah. Well, let's talk about some really good TV that happened this year, which was the Matildas.
Absolutely. I have been Matilda pilled.
Yes. I'm all aboard.
I loved it.
I have to admit, I only watched one game.
Which one?
I don't remember.
Was it the one they
won?
Oh
my God, no. I'm so sorry. It wasn't even part of the World Cup.
Are you gay?
I saw the Matildas play France in the stadium, but it was a warm-up game.
But like, were you there in person?
I was there in person.
That counts as three games.
Oh, yeah, no, yeah. That's huge. And, I mean, that's more than me.
But then I watched the, like, recaps on Instagram and stuff.
Yeah, that's fair.
I don't have a TV yet.
But have you seen the, like, Matilda's dating diagram? And someone's done, like... and it's like, this soccer player is dating this one from this one and they're competing with this and blah, blah, blah. It's so gay.
It is great.
Sam Kerr's engaged now.
Yes.
So cute.
Devastated. Sam, you haven't met me yet.
Something that I think is weird and not related to Matilda's at all, but I don't know if you've seen, Meta has launched AI chatbots in the likeness of celebrities.
Yes.
And one of them is Sam Kerr.
Yes.
Kendall has one called Billy. Sam has one. I don't know what she's called, but Sam Kerr's one was just like kind of off brand because obviously I immediately like was like, who has them? What did they look like? Kendall Jenner's was like, hey, I'm your bestie in New York City and I'm like having drinks and like I'm here to like talk to you and give you advice. And Sam Kerr's one was kind of like a picture of like a sage burning thing at the beach.
What?
Like a really basic bitch
type breakfast.
What's
the point of these? Like to be your friend?
Yeah, and like to be your friend but also to create this AI generated content that like is real when you look at your phone from like this distance and you're like, oh yeah, you squint your eyes and you're like, that's a real profile, but then you look up close and you're like, that's an AI of Sam Kerr and those are not things that she's posted.
What the hell?
Is so strange.
How much would you have to be paid to agree to be made into an AI by Meta?
I honestly probably not much. Nobody's asked.
Just a massage coupon.
Yeah. It's spooky though because it's like, what are you giving over to? Like, there's already like so much like AI porn. There was that Black Mirror episode that came out that I don't know if you guys saw that.
I haven't seen the new Black Mirror because it's been too real.
Yeah, this is. And it is. The first episode is too real. And I remember it coming out right on the verge of the writer's strike. And it was like commenting on Netflix, but obviously funded by Netflix. And it was just kind of like this weird thing where I was like, oh, this is a bit on the nose. And it was all about like, yeah, people signing over their images, but then not like reading the fine print or people's images being stolen. Hamish Blake apparently was the face of some like rent, like random like dishwashing company or something. I can't remember what the product was, but he like people were sending it to him and I don't think it, and he ended up having to like sue them, but they stole his likeness and they like, and it was a video.
That's...
and there's so much audio of his voice, obviously.
Yeah.
And it is just like, I hate to be a boomer, but it scares the shit out of me.
Oh, it is it's absolutely scary. Horrifying. And we are at that watershed moment where everything is going to change so quickly. And like the laws can't even keep up, you know, like all of the, you know, I don't know the actual terminology, but all the like sort of like legal bodies can't even like have like agreements on one existing type of technology before it has completely changed and adapted and become something else. And then there's a new platform or a new type of social media or a new type of AI that has already taken hold that makes the old law obsolete. And it's just horrifying.
Icky.
Yeah.
Mm. And I just don't trust it. And I do feel like, but that, I don't know. I'm also like so grateful for the strike.
I'm grateful for ChatGPT.
Yeah.
For like writing my bio and like judging up, like, you know, when you write about yourself and it's just, I want to kill myself. And you're like, oh, if somebody...
When any like room booker is like, send me your bio. I'm like, for fuck's sake.
Just, Google it. just say comedian. And also, like, why do you need a bio?
It's also very humbling, though, when you ask for them to do a bio for you and they're like, he's a hockey player in Canada. Yeah. Like, okay, so I'm not quite famous enough for ChatGPT. Yes.
Oh, my God. I always put in who I am. I would never let it assume.
Well, I've literally been like, Jordan Bart, please write a bio for Jordan Bart, comedian. And then they'll be like, Jordan Bart, hockey player. Couldn't find anything on the comedian.
Oh, my God.
Like, they're like, I don't think she's a comedian.
No. I'll do it again. Like, maybe there'll be more stuff out there. But I remember just being like, actually, fuck it. Maybe I'll just get my bio from ChatGPT. And then being like,
oh, okay. Now, yeah, you have to give it good inputs to anyone. You're like, going to be like, comedian based in Melbourne, blah, blah, blah. Like, kind of what you would write yourself, but then be like, make it, flesh it out. Yeah. Add, make it 300 words. Be really specific.
I'm so disgusted.
Yeah, we couldn't AI generate that.
Yeah,
I have to tell you something fucked I did on AI.
Oh my God,
and I had to like go back and forth with it so many times because you know how you have to like keep like being more and more specific.
Yeah. Is this like Mid Journey or one of those input things?
It was an artwork one.
Oh yeah, that's like Mid Journey.
Okay, yeah. So my dog passed away, and I spent like 2 hours one night at work. I was like, there was nobody else there. I was really bored. I just had to press buttons, and I spent so long creating a Pixar poster of my dog in the sky.
Oh, I saw that. That was so cute.
Yeah, I said that to you guys. I think you're the only people I said it to because I was like, what am I doing? And it was truly that meme of that guy pouring water on himself in the pool, being like, when I'm already sad.
Add on top of it.
Yes, and it was so fun. And then like on the other, it was like cute and fine, but I was just like, what am I doing?
That's the kind of stuff that it's like, I know it is a slippery slope, but it's like, I feel like I'm fine with that. Like, you know, or like someone will send me like Patrick Starr singing Burn from Hamilton. And I'm like, you know what? Maybe some parts are okay.
Yeah, I agree. Like, I feel like if I was the artist who made the like sky or the Pixar thing and you told me somebody used AI to use your art for their dog who passed away, I'd be like, that's nice.
Yeah,
that's okay,
you know. But if you're like, I used it to make $1 billion,
unless Pixar's gonna sue us at the end of this episode and we don't come back.
Oh my God, I hope they do.
Oh my God,
we can only dream.
That would be huge for us.
Pixar, listen,
then we'd have a valid reason for why we drop off the map
every time.
Oh my God, I did just want to say, because we were talking about G Flip before, having watched Selling Sunset this season, I was like, you know what? I should finally actually listen to this Melbourne artist that I haven't ever listened to. I felt like so behind. And their tracks are fucking amazing. And they are such a good singer and songwriter and such an amazing performer. And I felt like so completely out of touch that I was like, sort of going up to people and being like, have you heard of this G Flip? I think they're going places. Meanwhile, they just won like best act, you know, best live act in Australia at the Arias. Like, you know, they've won like top honors in the country. And I'm like, you know what? I think there's something here.
That's so, you just remind me of my dad watching Do the Devil Wears Prada and being like, that's a really good movie.
Yeah.
So I'm like, funny. Oh, you don't fucking say.
Yeah.
No, but we all have that. Especially with like, I feel like there's such a weird like tall poppy syndrome in Australia. We don't find out about artists until people care. Like, do you think Troye Sivan would be like this big if he hadn't gone overseas and then come back? Like, you have to pop your pussy in the US, unfortunately.
Oh, I loved his song. What is it? One of Your Girls?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
It's so much fun.
Absolutely. Well, I'm going to his house soon, so stay tuned.
Yes.
I will report back. You I won't say anything to. Else right now.
Bring us the gift.
I'll bag some air. Air from Troye Sivan's house.
I would treasure that.
Yeah, I'll bring it into the studio to freshen up.
Try and find like one long hair that might be from that blonde wig that he wore on that video.
Yeah, I'll see what I can do. Yeah.
I actually think I did this for you, Aurelia, because when I saw his house on Architecture Digest, I manifested that somebody I know would be in that house very soon.
Oh my God, thank you.
I literally was like, there's no way that this house exists in this area of Melbourne that someone I know is not going to end up in that house at some point.
And of course it is Aurelia.
And of course. So you're welcome.
Well, actually, I have one of his candles that he sent to me personally. Not him, his PR team.
Oh, wow.
But the candle is really good. So I will say that is my pop for the week. Troye Sivan candle brand. I actually was like, you know when people launch stuff and it's celebs and you're like, I don't know about that. Like, you can just launch anything because you have money. But they're actually really beautifully fragranced. The one yeah. I have is called Sassafras.
Love that.
Which is a suburb / town in Victoria.
Don't you almost feel proud of celebrities when their products are good?
I know.
It's kind of like, and I'm like, you didn't even need to do that.
You didn't need to do that.
I would have bought it either way.
The Sassafras candle fucking slap.
That's so good. And also because candles can be so like dicey sometimes. Like,
absolutely.
I'm so picky. And that's, it's nice when you get one, you're like, yeah. Sassafras.
Mm-hmm.
Stunning.
Well, maybe I'll get a Troye Sivan candle. To balance it out, I've got a flop this week. I know Jordan will be aware, but if you've seen Aurelia, that the Mean Girls musical is getting turned into a movie.
Yes, I saw the trailer.
Yeah, but did you notice that the trailer has made it appear like it's not a musical? So they didn't include any songs, any reference whatsoever to the fact that it's a musical, and they make it just look like a movie. Comedy movie. But in doing so, they have pissed off literally everybody. Because it's pissed off musical fans because they're like, don't be embarrassed that you're a musical. Mm-hmm. Own it. And they've pissed off people who don't realize that it's a musical because then they're like, why have you remade Mean Girls, an already iconic movie? And then they hate it on principle for trying to be something that it's not. And it's like, no. This is actually like a really good musical and they should just lean in. So my flop is when musicals are embarrassed of themselves.
There's somebody else doing it as well where I talked about Bottoms in the last episode, but there was a trailer for a movie. It was Mean Girls as well, but then there was another trailer for some other movie musical where I was like, that's a musical.
Wonka.
You can't tell. Wonka as well. And it's so funny. And I'm also like, especially with the Mean Girls one, it's so bizarre because they're just saying the iconic lines from the original film.
Yes.
So I could imagine watching that being like, is this just going to be a shot for shot version?
Yeah. It just genuinely... It's very inauthentic and it is putting everybody off. And it's kind of like, it's like they're like, oh, we're going to lose what? We're going to lose like maybe like the blokey market because they're like, well, we're not going to go see a musical. It's like, well, they're not going to go see fucking Wonka or Mean Girls anyway.
Yeah.
Like, who gives a shit?
They're watching Jordan Peterson as we speak. So I think we're all safe.
You know what is? Okay, so to balance out your pop, your flop with a pop, I just saw the trailer the other day for The Color Purple, the musical movie.
Oh my God.
And I literally have chills. Full body chills watching it. And that is like, it's a musical. And you couldn't tell, actually, I think that was the one that I watched because I was like, you couldn't tell until right at the end. But it's just like, and I don't know, I haven't heard any buzz about it, which makes me a bit nervous.
This makes sense because I saw the same trailer and I was like, why are you remaking this movie? Because I like cried so much when I watched it. And now that you're saying it's a musical, I'm like, okay. And I saw that Oprah was involved and I'm like, Oprah, why would you do this?
Yeah.
Why would you remake this? And it looked like exactly the same. You can't really have a prequel to The Color Purple. No,
it's just
like,
sadder.
It's just like even worse.
Who's playing the role, the one that sings I'm Still Here?
I think it's a new series because obviously Cynthia Erivo, who's in Wicked as Elphaba, was in the revival with Danielle Brooks, who is...
Tasty.
Who played it on Broadway. I think she got a Tony for that, or at least got nominated.
So many of that cast are musically inclined from Orange is the New Black.
It's New York-based actors. That's my favorite thing is figuring out that there are actors, the New York-based actors versus LA-based actors.
Mm-hmm.
And there are shows where I'm like, well, these are New York-based actors.
Yes.
And I always notice it, and it's great. I think I'm very excited for The Color Purple because it is genuinely such a beautiful musical, so nicely done, so tastefully done, considering the subject matter as well. And I'm excited to see this movie because I think it's great. And the original movie, if you haven't seen it, you got to see it. And the book too. It is gut-wrenching, but fuck, it's beautiful.
Amazing.
It's a big year for music theater bitches.
Yeah, it really is.
Thank you.
And Wonka's going to be right at the bottom. But I can't wait to see it.
Does Timmy sing in it?
Yes.
Okay, I'm excited.
Yeah.
I have a real soft spot for Tim Chalamet, as I think most lesbians do, except my partner Kayla literally hates him. Like, actually, it's like whenever he's on, it's like, I don't get it. I hate him.
I hate him.
So funny.
And it's primarily because I know that Josh is attracted to him.
Maybe that's it.
Yeah. Frail wayfish boys.
Cancelled.
Well, this has been a fun Kiki. I'll see you guys next week.
Love
you. Bye.
Don't forget to follow us on Instagram and TikTok at PopGaysPod.
And if you like this episode, give us a review on Apple Podcasts.
And don't forget, be gay.
Hold up. Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.